Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour after I talk to Josh and Freerider, Mark, Tommy, David, and others, cover some of the news. We're going to get Luke Radowski popping in with a great confrontation with that nasty creature, Newt Gingrich, about Bohemian Grove. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, we're going to get him on soon, he lives here in Austin, has sued the British Medical Journal journalist Brian Deer over defamation. Now, this is the guy that came out and just said Wakefield made up his research about autism links and gut disorders in children, which it turned out there was a bunch of other duplicative studies that were never published by major hospitals. And, of course, it turns out that Wakefield was not lying, but they ran this media hoax that he'd been discredited. And so I wanted to get the breakdown from Mike Adams on this front.
Exactly. As you said, the lawsuit has been filed in Austin, Texas, and it does name the British Medical Journal and Brian Deer. What's important to understand is that this is not even a debatable issue of whether the BMJ and Brian Deer lied. They knew they lied. They smeared him intentionally. They distorted the facts. They were on an agenda to try to discredit Dr. Wakefield, and that agenda so far has worked for them because, as you saw, the corporate whore hoax media ran with that story and attacked Dr. Wakefield and basically discredited him and, in doing so, discredited any link between vaccines and autism. Well, Dr. Wakefield is going to have his day in court, and we're going to see the truth come out about this. And the truth is that Dr. Wakefield's research was meticulously conducted. It was extremely well documented. And the article published by the British Medical Journal is factually untrue. And in fact, they knew it was untrue. That's going to come out in court, and we're going to turn this situation around and actually end up discrediting the British Medical Journal. That will happen this year in 2012, and I'm sure that you're going to be probably the first organization to break this story as Wakefield comes on your show to give you more details.
Yeah, he told me a few months ago about this, but said don't talk about it, and I know he's everything codified and they're ready to go public here in the near future. We all need to pray for him because the system undoubtedly could engage in some dirty tricks against him in response to this. And the 2 or 3 minutes left that we have here, Mike, what are some of the other big articles that you're looking at right now?
Well, we've got articles about statin drugs causing or being linked to diabetes. One of the big things about these pharmaceuticals that the drug companies don't talk about, doctors don't even know, and of course the hoax media doesn't talk about, is that many of these drugs actually cause other diseases. For example, it's not just statin drugs that can cause diabetes. It's also psychiatric drugs that can cause diabetes. So let's say you go in and you get on a psychiatric drug because you feel depressed, but your blood sugar is normal and fine. Well, after a few months on a psychiatric drug, an antidepressant, you may then start to have blood sugar dysregulation, and you could get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So then they put you on a diabetes drug. Then you start to have liver dysfunction. So then they put you on a liver drug. This is how it works, Alex. This is called repeat business.
No, it's like crack dealers giving you some free crack. It all causes chain reactions, and they know this full well. They knew that Prozac-type drugs were increasing suicide when they got it approved. And it took us decades to get it on the stinking insert.
Well, yeah, and look at what vaccines cause as well. Vaccines promote liver dysfunction and kidney disorders. So if you own a dialysis clinic, and they're growing all across the country, people got to go in and get their dialysis done, then of course you're going to promote vaccines because that's going to give you more dialysis business. The whole thing is a hoax, Alex. They know that vaccines and pharmaceuticals and GMOs, these are all business creators for sick people, for all the profits that are built on the suffering and the deaths of innocent people who, you know, they should be given a chance at a healthy life, but instead they're being pumped full of chemicals and DNA-damaging components and foods and medicines. Everybody is being victimized in America. If you eat GMOs, if you take pharmaceuticals, you are allowing yourself to be victimized by the system.
You're getting on an express train to Hades. Mike Adams, great job. Look forward to speaking to you soon. We'll be right back. He'll be co-host of the show next Friday. Stay with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are now into hour number three. We're going to show you a video and some audio coming up in about 25 minutes of Newt Gingrich, when investigative journalist, filmmaker Luke Radowski brings up Bohemian Grove, and cut over the video of Gingrich denying it, are news articles about Gingrich being there with the gay porn stars. I'm not kidding. I'm talking New York Post articles. Fact that there's rituals going on there and video of it all while Gingrich is there denying it. And that article is up at InfoWars.com. So that's coming up here in about 25 minutes. I do have a lot of other news I want to hit on, but first let's go back to your calls. Those of you that have been patiently holding, we'll go to Josh and others here in a moment. But first, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, not the main reason I called, but I just wanted to give you a couple of name suggestions for the so-called media of this country that claims to be the media. But it's
yeah,
really
we should
not.
Have a contest for that. I mean, we know we've got prostitute traitors, mainstream whores, global zombie controllers. What's your idea?
Right. Three different choices from my point of view. One would be the lying propaganda media. Another would be the propaganda prostitute media,
The mind control media, the mind control prostitute media, yeah.
Yes, mind control media is very good also. Propaganda media, just two words to cover such a large thing as this spread out media in our country.
I like Decepticon media. I mean, even though that's like, supposedly an evil robot, but they are Decepticon artists. They're like Decepticon media.
That's right.
Really, enemy broadcasting system?
That would be great.
Tokyo Rose? I mean, I'm...
Sure. Maybe you could just pick one for each day of the week.
Exactly. Wolf Media, Sheeple Control System. Any other ideas?
Absolutely. I ran out of my three, Alex. You took it from there, and I think you came up with some more mind-catching ones, so to speak.
No, yours were great. Matrix Controllers, Con Artist Media, Control Freak Media, Scammer Media, Snake Media, Viper Media, Demon Media, New World Order Media, Globalist Horror Media, Prostitute, Sellout Media. I mean, there's so many names, there's not enough of them for them, though.
Well, you win the contest, Alex.
I'm serious. I don't know how to describe them. Scumbag criminal media, fraudster media, hijacker media, banker-controlled media, crime syndicate media. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Josh in Seattle, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I just came out of the Army like 2 years ago, and I've been a security guard ever since. I have two things for you, some information what's going on in April in Seattle. The first thing is about a week ago, they found like a bomb inside the Chase Bank over here in Othello Park. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, because you go on ComoNews.com, you'll see it. All you got to do is like search it up there. And they never released a video of the suspect or anything. They just released the pictures of the guy. The guy has a mask on and everything else. And like a week after that, the TSA started flooding the tunnel system here in Seattle. And another thing is that my boss...
Yeah, no. Let me stop you. I am aware of this. And our government has been caught. It's not even our government. We got to stop calling it that. The criminal hijacker group posing as our government, the pretender government... the criminal government, the Fast and Furious crime syndicate, drug dealer government, the mafia government, it just never ends. They have been caught attacking their own embassies with small bombs and fake bombs and things like that over and over again as a pretext. But now the TSA is stomping around in your town?
Yep. They're all over the flooding, the tunnel system. You see them walk around downtown every day. And I've seen one that was armed with an automatic also. And another thing is that my security boss has tasked me to do a dignitary security in April, and it's with Rex Tillerson and David Rockefeller coming here for a three-day conference. And I've been trying to get more information from my boss. The only thing he told me was that he kind of feels like it's something like the Bilderberg Group coming or something like that.
Yeah, Rex Tillerson is the head of ExxonMobil.
Yeah, and he's coming to Seattle for a three-day conference in April.
When is his lordship coming?
My boss will not give me the specific dates because it's top secret.
Those are just some CEOs and old bankers. They don't have any power. Yeah, they do have Bilderberg steering group meetings, and that's what it sounds like, where they'll only have like 25 of the top people. They meet five or six times a year in different locales around the world, and that's what it probably sounds like.
Yeah, and I got tasked to do the security for the people that when they come to town in April. So I'll just give you some little information about that. Also, with Occupy Seattle, I got these little business cards made out. It has like Infowars.com on the front. It has like a little Star Wars thing on the back, on the front with Infowars.com. And then on the back, it has all the links where people can go on there and everything. It's working pretty well.
Devastatingly powerful. In fact, I intend to come out with inexpensive at-cost stencils, where you can just spray paint it on your shirt or your own barn, your own property, and some big stencils for spray painting, legal and lawful areas. And we're going to sell at cost big giant boxes of Infowars.com cards with a bunch of links and facts on the back. That is one of the most effective things you can do, and it's so inexpensive. People say, well, I'll just print my own cards. Good, do it. Don't wait for us to come out with it. You know, do it yourself or start your own website and have your own info and give it out to people. Just whatever you do, do it now, because our future destiny is being decided here in the next few years. Thank you so much. Great job. Free Rider in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Doing all right, my friend.
First off, I know that a lot of people that get on the air with you do this, but I especially need to do it because what you're doing is a godsend to wake up the people that are out there that have been asleep for many years. I don't think that people really realize the extent of the danger that you put yourself in by broadcasting this information every day. And you, sir, are a patriot. And we need more people like you that are willing to go out on the limb with a saw and cut and say, I'm here. If you're going to come and take me.
Well, we do, but I've gone over this a lot, and I appreciate your kind words. I've counted the cost and looked at what we're facing. And if I just turn tail and run or go along with the system they're setting up is so nightmarish, there's nowhere to run or go. It's an anti-human, anti-family system, and the people running it are so pathetic. Somebody's got to call their bluff. And the system hasn't killed me. There's a great video by a black Ron Paul supporter, black American. Forget his name, but I want to get him on the show. I've seen a lot of his videos. He's got hundreds of thousands of viewers. And he drives around his car talking about Ron Paul. And he's saying, people are talking about assassination of Ron Paul, which his brother's worried about and others. And he says, too late. He said, look at Martin Luther King, only made him bigger. Look at what happened to Jesus. You're not going to stop an idea that way, and the system knows it. Now, sometimes they still do it, though, just because they're nasty. But, I mean, I'm going to drive home today, and that's the number one most dangerous thing I do. I still do it. I put my kids in the car. Totally dangerous. Cars are the most dangerous thing out there in this country, in this world, because I want to go places. I put my little sweeties in the car, and I try to drive safe knowing that. But, I mean, I'm going to take the risk, because the risk of not acting is much greater. And, you know, I've had a lot of life and death experiences in my life. I had a lot of wild stuff happen to me as a child and as a teenager. And I think all of those things were so I would be fearless later in life. And I realize life is so short. I'm going to be an old man if I'm blessed to become old, wheezing and dying someday. It's going to seem like 5 minutes from now. You know, life just speeds by. And so I'm just turning loose and saying, you know what, if they kill me, whatever, that's just the way it is. I mean, quite frankly, I'm less worried about being killed than being locked in some dungeon for 30 years. Now that, but you know what? I've got a beautiful mind. We've all got beautiful minds. That's not even really a prison. I feel sorry for those that would do that. But I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your kind words. What do you think about diversions like Stephen Colbert to distract from Ron Paul is mulling a run in South Carolina to basically try to make this thing a bigger joke than it already is? He wants to be up there with all the other joke candidates against the one real candidate, Ron Paul. He just dropped off. I wanted to get his take on it. I appreciate your kind words, sir. But I mean, once you give up on the fear, which and just realize this is the only course, you wonder how could you never have stood up against these people before. I mean, it's just when you realize the people that run the government run giant child kidnapping rings, and it comes out in Congress, and it comes out in the Chicago Tribune, and it comes out in the BBC, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, I got New York Daily News articles where CPS went public and said, we're told to take healthy black kids, and then they're taken to facilities and given drugs and pesticides till they die, like rats. And then they fire the CPS people and say, oh, we'll investigate, nothing happens. Okay, the people running things murder children cold-bloodedly with them strapped down. I mean, I'm not supposed to, I mean, what I'm saying is I'm not doing something that is heroic. I'm not doing something because if we call it heroic, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I understand in this world, telling the truth is a revolutionary act in a world of universal deceit. I understand that. But what I'm saying is when we see just doing the bare minimum as amazing and stoic and brave, that kind of then makes other people think, well, thank God Alex is out there. You know, he'll take the risk. Folks, I'm here to get you to be the leaders you are. I'm here to get you moving against the globalists, because I know you're there and I've seen what you've done. And the globalists, they're not scared of Alex Jones. They're scared of you. They're not scared of Ron Paul. They're scared of us. They're scared of all of us waking up. That's why they're getting ready to start big wars to try to have a game changer.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We're about 8-9 minutes away, or 10 minutes away or so, from Luke Radowski joining us. And then after he leaves us, I'm going to blitz through about 20 or 30 stories I haven't gotten to yet. But right now, let's continue with your calls. David in Florida, welcome, sir.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, I got a couple things. One is you're like in the Lord of the Rings or something, and you're one of the fellowship carrying, and you know, you feel the evil, and the rest of us kind of, you know, are like armchair people or something. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Plus, I saw you on Opie and Anthony, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but on the 6th, when he had that program about Ventura, I made a comment out of 15 comments, and I said, I challenge you to have Alex on and question him about that. And all of a sudden, last night, I see that you were on there, and I was hoping you'd be just a little bit harder, because they make fun of Ventura and you when you're not on there.
Well, I want to be clear. I was on there like 7 in the morning a few days ago, and after I was on, I thought, man, I should have talked about that guy calling the Iraqi savages. I should have done this and that. But I ended up working late that night, and so I usually get up about 5:30, but I got up that day at about 6:30, made coffee, was barely awake when they called, where I called into their number. They asked me to call about 5 minutes before, and then I didn't know that guy was going to be on there. They kept going, psh, psh, where they were like putting me on and off the air. So I never even went and watched the video, the audio of what happened. I don't even know if they edited me or were fading me up and down. I mean, I know I've been on there before, and they, play stuff in the background and stuff. But I was just trying to be even, with the information. But I was clearly in defense of Ventura, right? I mean, I made the points that I believed his story and didn't think that guy was credible. I'm asking you. I haven't seen the interview. I haven't heard the interview. I mean, so be critical of me. Did it look like it was edited?
Did very good, and you defeated every one of their arguments. But I mean, there's some sneaky care fun of you and stuff, which I just, they're just.
Like, I know, but see, with people like that, when there's three hosts and they are in control of the phone line, if you don't act a little friendly, they won't even let you talk. And so and that's why half awake, I was just going to be friendly, but make my points, because those type of guys, I mean, look, it's an entertainment show. It reaches a lot of people, and I know they make fun of me, but it doesn't matter, because people are going to go find the truth. And so I don't mind being made fun of. And I was just there to basically defend Ventura. That guy doesn't even know he's hooked in with Richard Pearl. And you notice he kept saying, I want to meet with Ventura. I want to fix this. And I've talked to Jesse. I believe Jesse, and Jesse is going to go after him. I'm just going to leave it at that. And so we'll see what ends up happening.
I also, double speak news is my suggestion. But Alex, you did great, and I really love you, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Let me ask this question, because they spin everything. I said Kyle sounded scripted, and the way somebody called in sounded like a way to get that going. I wasn't saying Opie and Anthony were in on it, to be clear. But when I was on as a talk show host, I just kept hearing the on and off button for me being put on and off as a caller a whole bunch. And at one time I said, hey, are you guys, am I on air? And they say, oh, we're censoring you. The government is. Did it sound like I was getting my sentences out when you heard me on there?
They were cutting you in and out and making comments and stuff towards the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My son came home, and he's like, let me listen to that. Those dirty rats, he was calling them.
Well, here's my concern, because I talked to Ventura and Tyrell a few days ago, and I said, hey, you might want to hear that interview. But I said, just know at the end, they said, you believe Kyle now. You believe Jesse's lying now. And then I would say, no, I believe Jesse out here. Psh, 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 like they were putting me on and off. So I don't know what they were. I meant to go listen to it. I got too busy. But the point is that when they asked that at the end of, you don't believe Ventura, do you? Did they let me get it out that I do believe Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They better. I won't put up with somebody doing that.
We all believe him. I mean, that guy looks like he's almost mind controlled. I hate to say that, but.
It's funny you'd say that. Once I was on with Kyle, he sounded childlike. I mean, didn't he sound like a little child?
Yeah, he wasn't so aggressive. He was like a lot more aggressive when he was on with them. And then all of a sudden he's like, when you got on there, he was like a total, like, you know.
Well, see, that's my problem, too. When people aren't aggressive with me, I have trouble being aggressive with them. But then when somebody's aggressive, then I get aggressive. I mean, that's just how I am, but I appreciate your call. We'll be back with Luke Radowski in the Newt Gingrich confrontation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, senior monetary specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
I got the blues.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
It's Jimmy Vaughn.
I got the blues about my freedom.
No shackles on me,
got
acoustic.
Got the blues about tyranny.
He's played that studio for us before. I got to twist his arm to get Jimmy in here.
Brother,
great guy, Austinite. By the way, a pretty big musician, about as big as it gets, was going to come to town a few months ago. I wanted to come to town to visit a friend of mine. And then some stuff came up and couldn't come to town. And in the next few weeks, he's probably going to come to town. So we should have a pretty interesting fellow here with us in studio. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, they say it's going to happen. They got the plane tickets. They're coming here. But it's still, you got to pinch yourself. Life is so much more interesting than than fiction could ever be. Okay, coming up after Luke Radowski, if We Are Changed, leaves us here in about 15 minutes or so, I want to hit some news. UN soldiers brought deadly superbugs to Americas. And Harvard Medical School and others have found this. Now, this is what the Haitians said with the UN troops. They said, we didn't have cholera on this island. We didn't have all these other things. Now they're here. And they said the UN's doing it on purpose. But now there's a big report on that. And also another one out here out of RT. U.S. builds hospitals in Georgia, readies for war with Iran. And it goes on that the U.S. government admits they're building these hospitals ahead of the war. So very, very bizarre developments. I mean, I guess it's not bizarre. It's happening, but it's still crazy that the world is hurtling towards this. Now, this next piece of news is up at Infowars.com. You can also go to Luke's Facebook and Twitter. We'll give you those in a moment. But it's an article up there where Newt Gingrich caught lying about Bohemian Grove. Kurt Nemo wrote a story on it at Infowars.com that has the video. Now, if you're a radio listener, this is powerful audio, but the video really makes it powerful because when he's having it brought up to him that gay prostitutes are there, we show the New York Post and other publications, Luke does, where it says the gay porn stars get off the jets and go in. And Vanity Fair's reported this, People Magazine, all of them. I've been inside and been chased around like it was Pepe Le Pew when I snuck in for 4.5 hours. With Mike Hansen, he's a witness as well. First time in my life I've had men whistling at me. And then I would kind of hurry away and they would giggle and laugh and begin like goblins running after me. And there's a clip of Richard Nixon here talking about it as well to Harper's Magazine. He's on Bohemian Grove, the most GD thing bleeping you could ever imagine. I mean, we're going to have to bleep it out, but it's the whole video is at Infowars.com. But the point is that Newt says, you're crazy, you're insane. Kind of like a few months ago, hey, the U.S. and Israel are attacking Iran inside with covert operations. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory, you're crazy. Hey, Newt, you supported Hillary. I mean, not Hillary Care, but other models of it. Oh, you're crazy. You supported carbon taxes. Oh, you're crazy. Hey, Mitt Romney, you supported carbon taxes. Oh, you're crazy. Again, they just say, you're crazy. They don't respond to, hey, you're a member of Bohemian Grove. Here, we show their own annals, their own publications. In fact, they have shots of the annal I was sent by a widower of him there, of him a key speaker. We'll play this video and audio and then get Luke Radowski, who did the interviews, take on it. Here it is. There's Newt Gingrich. There's Luke.
Taking pictures now.
Stands in line, gets a photo with him first.
I think you consider yourself a Catholic, but what happens when you worship Moloch at the Bohemian Grove?
And then the footage from Infowars.com. Eye shot of the ritual taking place.
New York Post says that male prostitutes are shipped in into the Bohemian Grove.
Shows the New York Post, gay porn star service moguls at Bohemian Grove. And look whose name is on the list.
Can you tell us what happens there?
You actually believe all this junk?
Bill Clinton said that Republicans run around naked in the woods there.
Did you say the Bohemian Club?
Yeah.
That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? I've never been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
And you don't want to know what Richard Nixon said about the place.
The Bohemian Grove that I am.
That's the place you attended. It's a secret society. Can you tell us at least who invited you?
You know, it's nice to know that there's some people who have fantasy lives.
Not
that
fantasy,
have nothing to invest in.
Nice video
nice to
have
you. Bye-bye.
You can't answer the question?
Bye-bye.
You can't? Can you answer the question?
See you later.
Again, for radio and TV listeners, we had to fade down the whole Nixon thing because it's got a bunch of GDs and him calling him the pejorative for homosexuals and all the rest of it. But the full video is at Infowars.com. They say they faded it down. I heard it in my ear, but I told the network to delay it. Sorry if that went out. But it was no FCC stuff. It was just, you know, GDs and this and that. Again, that's Nixon talking about it. And, of course, that's a great video, Luke, but I would have also added a little bit of the David Gergen, but that might have made it too long. But, for radio listeners, you miss the facial expressions of Newt. I mean, he looks like a little devil right there. But break this down for us, Luke, and some of the other stuff you've been seeing in Iowa and New Hampshire and the work you're doing. And also give us your Facebook and Twitter pages.
I just want to encourage everybody out there to be the media, because the mainstream media, the whole response, the press truth have been failing us. I think that's why we're in so much trouble right now, because the fourth branch of our government has not been doing the job of checks and balances. And I just want to tell everybody, this is so easy. I mean, I got into New Hampshire, and I was 2 hours into the Newt Gingrich event. I just walked in. It was already over. He was still shaking hands. Nobody questioned us. Walked in, stood in line, shook his hand, and asked the question. You know, and I was only in New Hampshire for about 48 hours, and then I got Rick Santorum. I got Mitt Romney. I got comments from Ron Paul, Rand Paul. It's really the time right now for everybody to grasp true authority and the true power that they have to actually change the face of politics and mainstream conversation in this political presidential election this year by going out there and actually talking to the candidates about things that the mainstream media wouldn't even dare to bring up, because if nobody's going to talk about these things, it's up to people to actually bring this up. And I just want to encourage everybody, just get out there. I know many people are afraid that something may happen, but nothing's going to happen if you go out there and you ask questions and you demand answers from people who want to be the leader of the United States and want to be president.
Well, Luke, I love your correspondent comment. That's a good name for them, with the prostitutes, the globalist mouthpieces. My dad called up on the cell phone during a break and said, you know, New World Order mouthpiece media. Or mouthpiece media, for radio listeners, describe, who couldn't see the video, describe the interaction and the way Newt was acting, and then all he says is, you're crazy. I mean, and it's on record, he goes there, all this goes on, and this isn't 20 years ago where there was no internet, and he can just sit there and shovel bull at you.
Yeah, they think they could lie, but right now with the internet, the truth has more power than anything else out there. This is actually not the first time I actually got Newt Gingrich on Bohemian Grove. I talked to him at CPAC last year. I brought up the Bohemian Grove 3 times, and he just walked away like he didn't even hear me. This time was pretty interesting. He was taking pictures and shaking hands, so I just decided to wait in line. Anybody could do this. You know, I got a nice snapshot photo with him. And then I just asked him a question, you know, if you really consider himself a Catholic, if you really consider yourself an honest man, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the secret societies that you're involved in and all the occult crazy rituals that go down at the Bohemian Grove. And it's just absurd to face him down. You could see in his face, he looks guilty. He looks like he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. His face just says it all, his facial expressions. And I was just laughing. Because he just by looking at his face, we just have this awkward stare down for a couple of moments that you don't see because of the cut-up video, where we're just staring at each other, and he doesn't know what to say because
You can see it. You can see he pauses and tries to stare you down and does his little vampire grin.
He does his little vampire grin. Sadly, security grabbed me and pushed me from the event, just like other events. At the Romney event, same thing. Security went after me.
Yeah, by the way, you can tell when you ask a real question, because when you show the Bill Clinton clip, another fellow, you know, got up and asked that question years ago, and they start manhandling him to drag him out like, oh, my gosh, you brought up Bohemian Grove. Clinton goes, oh, yeah, I know about that. And the security acts like it's bad when they hear that word. It's like, don't ask real questions. This isn't America. How dare you ask a real question, citizen? You're here to lick our boots.
Exactly. And this happens so many times. Whenever you raise a question that the mainstream media doesn't ask, or isn't on their press release, or isn't regurgitated like the mainstream media regurgitates when they're asked by the campaign to talk about these points, to set the dialogue, to set the mind of the American people, people get shocked, people get surprised, and the only way they can handle it, you know, automatically they're fearful of the truth, and you can see that because they grab you, they target you, they watch you. Even at the Romney event, you see the security guards, you see Romney's security talking about me, saying, you know, let us know what to do about him, kicking me out of an event just for asking a question. I'm not rude, I'm not cursing, I'm simply bringing up points that I think are important for the people, because I have no corporate sponsors. I'm paid for and by the people. That's it. And I'm here to do the bidding of the people, not the mega multinational corporations that run and control the mainstream media, along with the government who have, and the CIA with Operation Mockingbird. I mean, it's long been admitted that intelligence agencies have had major control over our mainstream media, even in congressional meetings in the 60s that came out a long time ago. So this is nothing new. We need to be aware of this, but we also need to be aware of the power within ourselves to actually change this and actually bring real issues to the surface of this whole presidential debate by going out there, asking questions, demanding answers, standing our ground, and being the true voice of the people.
Well, that's right, Luke. And we're, while you're talking, we're showing some of that Mitt Romney footage in the background. We're going to play some audio of you there talking to him. But the idea that it's so evil in a book signing or whatever to walk up and talk to a god and to pull the curtain back and show they're just a person and to actually get off the corporate propaganda script, the talking point, and to actually ask a real question, they are scared to death of it because they're paper tigers. Let's play a clip of this Mitt Romney situation where Luke asked him some questions. Here it is.
Important to have the Fed as an independent agency. I do not think you want to have the Congress of the United States trying to pull strings at the Fed.
Think about the bailout. Let's get into Goldman Sachs here. There's people who support. I'm behind you, Alex.
Actually, they were the biggest supporters of President Obama, weren't they?
Man,
you guys are both bought out because you're both flip floppers. And you're both supported by the big banks.
Thank you.
Mitt Romney stealing all of Barack Obama's big-dollar Wall Street donors.
A good chunk of his funds came from his buddies on Wall Street, like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Bank of America.
To get that kind of money, you've got to cozy up as an incumbent to all of the special interest groups who can go out and raise money for you from their members. That kind of relationship has an influence on the way you're going to vote.
Fox News. Yeah. My name is Bilderberg. Yes, I do.
Hit pause.
Well, you'll need to show it.
Hit pause. That sycophantic minion, we're going to play more in a minute, that comes over, they always have this same little gleam in their eye, like, I'm a minion of a pile of steaming vomit. I'm a minion of the system. And, like, they're supposed to intimidate you. And they're always wimps, but they try to get their eyes all, you know, crazy at you. Like, you're asking questions. I got one that can see. I mean, it's just pathetic, Luke.
Yeah, little tough guys trying to get my information so they won't allow me into another Mitt Romney event. That's exactly what the guy was trying to do. And I told him, you know, he was trying to find out my name, where I'm from. I just told him my name is Bill DeBerg, and I'm from Fox News. And I told him to look that up, and he asked to see my credentials.
And most people would literally begin to wet themselves literally and would grovel, and then that would make the attack dog freak out more. It's where when you act guilty, then security guards would have run over and you may not even have made it out of there. I mean, because you've been through this many times, so have I, Luke. Again, but just laughing at him, he didn't know what to do. Then the little power look went away and he kind of just shook and groveled off. Let's play some more of the clip from that point. Here it is. And stupid YouTube, when you play it right off YouTube, sometimes it just starts and stops. You just back it up 1 second, it'll play again from that point.
Yes, I do. All right, can I see it?
No.
All right. Well, you'll need to show it.
All right.
Look how powerful he is. He has an earpiece. Kind of makes me ashamed to even have an earpiece right now myself. So the headphones. All right, let's go back to Luke. Hey, look right here, folks. Look. I'm powerful. I have one. If I show this to him, he'd probably bow down. I'm like, look, trendy. I have, like, I have an earpiece. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I'm a Secret Service agent. I'm a wannabe. And, of course, you see in movies they have the Secret Service, these all-powerful men in black, totally ninja-like, like Agent Smith in The Matrix, but in truth at Bilderberg and stuff, it'll just be some guy in a goofy suit trying to act tough, talking into their sleeve, but the sleeve mic isn't working, so they're like, they're just people like everybody else, ladies and gentlemen, and most people that run around with their noses sniffing for the biggest globalist rump that they can sniff at, I mean, they're not very good quality people. I mean, the enemy is a bunch of scum. Or a bunch of dumbed-down idiots that we can hopefully wake up out of their slumber. Luke Radowski comments on that.
I mean, the best thing to do is not to have fear, not to have fear of being who you are and talking your mind and just going out there, being confident, having a way with words. I want to encourage everybody to go out there and do this, especially during this electoral campaign. I'm going to start making video tutorials about how to actually be a journalist, how to actually get to the places. I mean, all you have to do is just have a little street smarts to know where they're going, where they're coming from, being confident, being fly, you know, being dressed well sometimes too, and being able to do something. Many people are not willing to do this because they're afraid of failing, but I just want to tell people out there, you fail by not trying. You fail by not doing. You may get knocked down. You may not do right sometimes. You may fail sometimes, but it's about how many times you could get up. I failed so many times, but I'm willing to do it again and again so I could learn from my mistakes. And I learned a lot. I want to show that, and I want to share that knowledge with everybody on We Are Change. We're going to be making a lot more videos confronting politicians, bringing up the real issues, and also educating the people on what they're being misinformed on. So just stay on YouTube.com/WeAreChange to get more information. Again, we're not supported by anybody. We got many plans. We want to travel the country, confront these guys, and we can only do that with your help. So
absolutely. People should go to YouTube.com/WeAreChange. But where else can people visit your sites and find out about the real We Are Change? Because there is some fake COINTELPRO out there. But your examples led to hundreds of great groups across the country.
We're working on a new website right now, but our old website is wearechange.org. I talk to a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook and actually take questions from the people about what should I question Romney and Gingrich and Santorum.
Yeah, give us your Facebook.
Go to facebook.com/LukeWeAreChange. Get me up on there. I want to communicate with you. And I also need places to crash whenever I do travel.
Yeah, folks got to help Luke. Get there and help him.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, I'm I'm sorry to all the callers. I got to most of you, but folks that are on hold, call me back tomorrow. We'll write your name down. You go to the head of the line. Tommy, Erica, Michelle, Marcello, and others. I want to talk to you, but we're just out of time here. And I got a few other final news articles I need to hit here. I meant to hit a bunch of them. But, Luke, again, you 4 or 5 years ago start We Are Change. Hundreds of groups pop up. Just the idea of exposing 9/11 as an inside job, the carbon taxes, the globalist. Really out of the fact that New York 9/11 Truth didn't want to connect the dots and talk about the New World Order. They wanted to make it all about Bush. Now, here you are, you know, college graduate, whatever, have worked in some national TV and things. Now you're going on the road and you're telling folks you're going to go everywhere, confront people, ask real questions, but you do need a support network so folks can donate there on your Facebook or Twitter. And they can also, you can hook up with other activists around the country to help you as you go, travel around asking real questions. Again, give us the Twitter and Facebook one more time.
Just go to facebook.com/LukeWeAreChange. And the best way you can help us is by getting involved and confronting these politicians, confronting these criminals, and getting out there and actually doing the good work.
Well, great job, Luke, and I really look forward to seeing all the other great videos. We only covered a few of them there. There's hundreds of them. You're so prolific. Great job with you and the folks you work with. God bless.
God bless you too, brother, for all the great work you have done.
You bet. All right. I love that Newt Gingrich video. Okay. Wow. I got to a lot of it. I meant to cover this more. I got into the whole manufactured doomsday story out of the New York Times where the government's ordering the groups they fund to create weaponized strains of everything to just create absolute airborne havoc. But telling us, you know, that we've got to give our rights up or Al-Qaeda will get us when they're done taking over Libya for them. 12 infected with new swine flu strain. The days of medical masks in airports, widespread panic may be coming back. That's because at least 12 humans are believed to have been infected with a new strain of swine flu that's not covered by the season's vaccine. But it turns out this thing isn't even that serious. They just want to hype. Oh, there's a new thing. The public's woken up to us and is at record levels not taking the shot. Oh, my God, it's not covered by the new flu shot. What does that mean? I mean, after you get something, it doesn't even matter. I mean, the seasonal flu shot never covers whatever the new flu is. It's a total hoax. But they play on people's medical ignorance. The new swine flu strain, H3N2V, oh, scary, has shown at least some potential for human-to-human transmission. Oh, my gosh, there's a flu that humans can get? Meanwhile, the government's making flus that kill 90-plus percent of the people, but that's not a problem. Which makes it especially dangerous. And it goes between 09 and 010, more than 17,000 people died worldwide from the highly contagious H1N1 flu strain. Of course, it also came out that most of those were people that had already had, were on dialysis, had cancer, had health problems, and then they died of the flu because they were already on death's doorstep. But go ahead and take the shots. Here's another one. Children dumped in streets by Greek parents who can't afford to look after them anymore. And because every dime must be given to the government and the orphanages are full, they're now just saying, let them rot in the street. But of course, here, if you're poor, they take your children for dirty dishes. But then when they rot in the street or the government grabs them for medical experiments, it's loving. It's a total criminal enterprise. And, of course, most of the Greek debt is not their debt. It's all their government signing on to Goldman Sachs' Ponzi scheme because all their heads of state are all Goldman Sachs alumni. Children are being abandoned by Greece's streets by their poverty-stricken families who cannot afford to look after them anymore. Youngsters, you know, you go to the third world, Latin America, there's just everywhere, just kids everywhere, just homeless. Youngsters are being dumped by their parents who are struggling to make ends meet in what is fast becoming the most tragic human consequence of the Euro crisis. And it shows the little boy here with his ribs sticking out, playing a drum, trying to get donations. It comes as pharmacists revealed the country has run out of aspirin. Oh, man, I tell you, New World Order, it'll destroy your whole society overnight. It's a curse. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.